Alright, everyone, let's check and see we're recording. We are. Okay, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and we are back with Eternum, so let's get it started. It looks pretty nice here. I guess I'm in the right place. Oh, I am. There's Chang. Hey, buddy. Huh? Grimm, finally. I thought you'd forgotten about me. Sorry, man, I got caught up on the road. We aren't too late, are we? No, I think we're still good. I had signed up for the contest already, but we're required to have a team of four first. No worries, I have it covered. Alright then, go speak with the owner. On it. Hi, Mr. Hernandez. Nice to meet you. I was told there's a contest going on and the prize was Eternum's E-3X or E3X. You were told right. We were just about to start. Looks like there are two teams already. Sweet. I want to join too. Alright, I just need the names of all of your team members. It'll be Grimm, Chang, and Penelope, but we're actually short one person. Oh, well, I'm sorry, kid, but rules are rules. You'll need to find a fourth player. Aw, shit. I'll play with them. Huh? Luna? It's nice to see you here. Yeah, I always come here after school to help out my father however I can. That says a lot about you. Are you sure, Princess? I thought you needed to head out. Yes, don't worry, Dad. I want to participate in the contest, too. It could be fun. But you already have one of these things at home. I know, if we win, this one would be for Grimm. Thank you, Luna. You're the best. Alright then, seems like you've got your four-person team and you're all set. Yes. I'm gonna head to the kitchen to clean the remaining glasses really quick. I'll be right back. Okay, sweetie, thank you. Well, I was just about to mention that the contest is free to join, but it'd be really appreciated if each person ordered at least one drink. Of course, I'll have a vanilla latte with two brown sugars. And? Is that carrot cake I see? Yes, it is. I made it myself. Awesome. I'll take a plate of that too, please. Coming right up. Thanks, sir. You have a really nice cafe, by the way. Thank you. I opened it with my wife over 15 years ago. I used to be a world traveler, you know, consumed by wanderlust. But as soon as I visited the United States, I ended up falling in love with a pale, skinny Yankee. Before I knew it, I was married, had a daughter, and turned into the proud owner of a cafe. I kissed my traveling days goodbye. I'm sure you don't have any regrets, though. Not one bit. Luna's the best thing that's ever happened to me. Her mother passed away when she was only 5 years old. While my wife was on her deathbed, I made her a solemn promise that I'd take care of Luna for the rest of my days. But okay, enough of that mushy stuff. I'm getting sidetracked here. Please take a seat. We're about to begin. Yes, sir. Hey there, Penelope. Wow, you look so different. I love your hair, and your outfit looks great. Why, thank you. I just chose the first thing I saw in my closet. Nothing too fancy. And as for my hair, yeah, I guess I did spend a little extra time on it. I love trying out new, different hairstyles. You'll hardly see me with the same one 2 days in a row. Gotta keep my followers engaged. Well, you could leave home without doing your hair or wearing any makeup, and I know you'd still look amazing. Yeah, if you say so. Thanks, Grimm. Anyway, let's go ahead and play this game of yours, shall we? Sure, I'll introduce you to Chang and Luna. Follow me. Oh my god, you're Penelope, right? Miss Penny on Instagram? Yeah, that's me. Wow, I'm your biggest fan. This guy's in one of my classes, I think. He's one of the Eternumites. I knew you'd studied in our school before, but I didn't know you were still living in Kraton. Well, here I am. Do you usually come to this cafe? Do you have a boyfriend? No, it's the first time. And as for a boyfriend? No, I don't have time for one. Ah, I see. Why did I feel so relieved when she said that? Would you mind if I took a picture with you? I want to show it to my friends. Yeah, sure, no problem. Well, he's treating Penelope like a celebrity. Is she really that popular? I think it's about time I created an Instagram account. Then I could check out her profile, too. Oh, boy. I can't believe I'm actually meeting you in person. Best day ever. Can I hold you by the waist? No, I'd rather you not, please. Come on, don't be shy. Just let me grab a little. Hey! What? What's up, Mr. Handsy Man? Didn't she tell you not to do that? Yeah, I know, but... Sorry, I'm just trying to make this moment extra special. It's not every day you get to meet the best tits on Instagram. Yeah, okay, you've had enough. Go on and get handsy in your own pants and leave us alone already. Sure, sorry. Nice to meet you, Penny. Jeez, what a guy. Does this happen to you a lot? Not too often, but sometimes. Thank you, though. I appreciate that you said something to him. No problem, it was nothing. I'll be your personal bodyguard from now on, so you won't have to worry about stalkers or people getting too handsy ever again. Thank you, thank you. Alright, let's get settled and go win that damn prize. After you. And well, I'd like to tell you more about Penelope, but I've only been here for a couple of days now, so I don't know all her secrets just yet. There's not much more to tell. I don't have any secrets, I promise. Very nice to meet you guys. Nice to meet you too, Penelope and Chang. Thank you for coming to our cafe. It for sure won't be the last time I come here. That cake was some of the best I've ever eaten. Attention, please! I hope you all enjoyed your food. Now it's finally time to start our cafe's very first contest of the year. And to make sure we start off things with a bang, tonight's prize will be Eternum's Neural Implant, a device valued at $2,500. Prepare yourselves, fighters. This is so cool, Luna. I love how your father really got into the roleplay. Three teams, 9 questions, 3 rounds, 1 winner. Before we begin, each team must designate 1 member as their captain. The captain will answer questions on behalf of their team and... Excuse me, where's the toilet? I'm afraid I might have misjudged a fart. It's the first door on the right. Ah, thank you. You're welcome. As I was saying, the captains will be the ones answering the questions. Remember the terms that were agreed upon when entering this contest. The captains of the losing teams will have to come to the cafe for a whole week to wash dishes. As you get older, never misjudge a fart. Huh? What? We never agreed to... Let us begin. Team number 1. Who is going to be your captain? Me. Jerry. You can also call me the man who's going to win this thing and bring home the bacon. Yeah, no, I'm going to call you Jerry. Team number 2. Myself. Aisha. Very well, Aisha. And team number 3? Oh shit, we didn't talk about... It'll be me, I guess. Alright, the captain of my wonderful daughter's team will be Grim. I'm sorry, what? Did I hear that correctly? The daughter of the guy who wrote all these questions is going to be participating? What kind of joke is this? What a scam. This shit is... Do you have a problem with that boy? What? Do you have a problem with my sweet daughter who'd never wish ill on anybody participating in this contest? No. I mean, I was just saying that... Are you going to accuse me of cheating, boy, in my own cafe? No, I didn't mean that. Are you calling my daughter a cheater, then? A liar, perhaps? No! You offended me, son. You offended my daughter. No one offends my daughter, not in my presence. Not in my cafe. I didn't mean to. It's okay, Dad. I'm not offended. Huh. You're lucky that she's a good and pure soul, Jerry. She forgives you for your foolishness. Next time, though, next time I won't be as kind as she is. Don't let there be a next time, Jerry. I suggest you watch carefully what escapes out of that flappy mouth of yours. Okay. Have I made myself sufficiently clear? Jerry? Yes. Good. Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen, that does it for our introduction. Let's begin. We're running a little late, so we'll have to speed it up a bit. Grim, are you ready? Ready, sir. Aisha, ready? Readier than ever. Miss minus 50 points says what? What? Oh, God damn it, Jerry. Not much of a sweet, wise man, excuse me. Oh, God damn it, Jerry. Not much of a streetwise man, I see. You're not off to a very good start. What? Okay, we'll begin with rounds of 3 questions. Grim, you go first. I'm ready. First question. Who has the most followed account on Twitter? Okay, Penelope, you must know this one. To be honest, I'm not sure. I don't use Twitter much. But it must be similar to Instagram. Who's the person with the most followers on there? If I'm not wrong, it's Cristiano Ronaldo. I guess it has to be an athlete too, or maybe a singer. Yeah, it could be a singer as well. A singer that's also hot. They always get way more plays. Is it Ariana Grande? It must be Ariana Grande? Oh. Justin Bieber? No. No, it's Barack Obama. Okay, you know what? I was actually gonna go with Obama first, but I wasn't exactly sure. Could it be Barack Obama? That is correct. I don't know about now, though. Is he even still on Twitter? Well, I mean, it's X now, but let me see. It'll only take 2 seconds, guys. Yeah, he's still on there. I didn't know I was following Barack Obama. Apparently everybody was. That's what happened. Yeah, he's on there. Him and, well, you know. Nice job, Grim. Phew, at the last second, I remembered I read that somewhere. Alright, second question. The demolition of the Berlin Wall separating East and West Germany began in what year? Oh, that's an easy one. Yeah, thank God. Come on, Grim, go for it. 89. That's the correct answer. Hunter points for Grimm's team. Oof, thank God I knew that. Last question of this round. What is Mel Gibson's middle name? Damn, I have no idea. I guess we'll have to shoot blind with this one. It's Bruno. Bruno, really, are you sure? I've never been more sure of anything in my life. I'm 100% positive. Alright then. No! Not Patrick. Is it Alan? It's Maxwell. Apparently you can't get that one right. What the fuck, Grim? That one was easy. You're the one who said it was fucking Bruno. Sorry, I got messed up. Okay, you guys are done for now. Let's go with team two. Let's see how they do. Michelangelo. The Blue Lagoon. 2016. Canada? Through the external anal sphincter. Hydrogen. Correct again. Holy shit, they haven't missed a question. They're better than I thought. Okay, back to Grimm's team. Grim, what is the diameter of the Earth? Rounded numbers are accepted. Oh, I know this. Isn't it like 7,000 miles? I'd say 9,000 miles. You know, I'm pretty sure it was a couple of million miles. I saw it in the Discovery Channel last week. I'm 90% sure. Pardon me. What? Oh, no, no, that's not it. Mark that as another correct answer. 100 points for Grimm. Yes. Next question. How long does it take for a body to decompose, leaving behind nothing but bones? Oh, tough one. 1 month and 14 days. Nice. I'm not sure if I should ask, but how do you know that, Luna? Yeah, I think you'd be better off without knowing. No, I definitely want to know. You were very precise in your answer. Well, if you insist, my dad and I killed a man before. Wait, what? My father won't tell you about this, but I had a sister once. Meddling. Are you serious? It happened shortly after my mother died. A man broke into our house and found poor Madeline sleeping soundly in her bed. He murdered her in cold blood, then God knows what else he did afterward. He was about to escape when my dad caught him. Enraged after discovering what the intruder had done, my father beat the man to death and brought him down to our basement. I found my father crying next to the intruder's corpse. He couldn't afford to go to jail because then I would have been sent to an orphanage and we couldn't figure out a way to get the body without to get rid of the body without possibly getting exposed. So we just left it down there. So we just left it there, down in the basement. After Madeline's funeral, my father and I continued living our lives normally, but we could never shake the thought of our intruder's body that still remained in our basement. Every day after school, I used to go downstairs to see him. I was fascinated, to say the least. The back of his head was busted open. There was blood everywhere, but at that point it was all dried up. I was able to see the whole process of decomposition firsthand. First rigor mortis sets in. After approximately 72 hours, internal organs begin to decompose due to cell death. The body starts emitting pungent odors, then rigor mortis subsides. As the organs continue to decompose, bloody fluids leak from all orifices and the skin turns a greenish color. 10 days after death, the body turns from green to red as the blood decomposes and gases accumulate. At the 2-week mark, teeth and nails fall out. 1 month, the corpse begins to liquefy into a dark sludge. And 1 month and 14 days post-mortem, only the bones remain. After that time has passed, we had ground the intruder's bones into dust and then threw it into the river. After 2 months, all that was left was a faded stain on the floor and the memory of a sister who was never going to come back. Is that true, Luna? Not really. It was only a joke. Oh, thank God. I almost shit my pants. I've never had a sister, and our house doesn't even have a basement. I only know all that because I sometimes watch crime investigation shows on TV. I guess I still have to get used to your jokes. Grim, do you know it or not? Yeah, sorry. That is absolutely correct. Yeah, nice job, Luna. All right, and for the last question of this round, according to Greek mythology, who is considered the goddess of agriculture? Ah, easy one, Freya. What? She's not even Greek! I'm pretty sure it's Demeter. I think so, too. It's definitely Demeter. Another 100 points for Grimm's team. Yeah, we can do it. Round complete. I actually knew it was Demeter. I used to love studying mythology when I was a younger man. It's Aisha's turn. Ready? Ready. What was the name of... Catherine of Aragon. He is 43 years old. 1431? Wrong. Damn it. Mayflower. A mushroom stamp. Wrong again. Fuck, this is your fault, Cassian. You're making us lose. Samsung. Correct. Aisha's falling behind. If we want to win this whole thing, it looks like Jerry's team is the one to beat. We can do it. Okay, Grim, last round. How long does Mercury take to revolve around the sun? Holy shit, who the fuck knows that? 88 days. What, really, are you sure? 100%. That could not be any more correct? Well done. Well, I wasn't expecting that. I'm impressed. What do you mean by that? The big titty blonde has to be the typical airheaded bimbo? No, I mean, you are very knowledgeable, that's all I'm saying. Definitely more knowledgeable than myself, that's for sure. Well, thank you. Sorry for getting all defensive. Sometimes guys assume that I'm nothing but a brainless Barbie simply because I want to be a model. Well, I definitely do not share that opinion at all. Yeah, I know. Thanks for trusting me, Grim. It means a lot. Okay, guys, now for our eighth question. Which country has the highest tax rate as a percentage of GDP? What? We're gonna have to pass on this one. East Timor. Yeah, sure, Chang. Seriously, you haven't given one correct answer this entire time. But this time I'm sure of it. I read that fact in a game. Trust me, bro. Believe in our friendship. Believe in me. East Timor? That is surprisingly correct. Impressive. Really? Nice job, Chang. I always knew that playing games all day was eventually going to prove useful. Okay, guys, this is your last question. Our final topic will be Eternum. Who's the largest shareholder of Ulysses, the company behind the game? Oh, fuck, I know this one. Annie told me about him. Axel's father. I know a lot about the game, but not about the company itself. I have no idea. I can't help you with this one either, I'm afraid. It's on the tip of my tongue. It was... William Bardot. Ding, 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 ding. You are correct. 100 points for Grimm. Let's go, baby. Okay, it's Aisha's turn. Andromeda. Who was the inventor of the steam engine? Edison. Wrong. Fuck, I jumped the gun on that one. Now your final question will be about Eternum as well. What is the largest recorded number of online players in the game's history? Okay, Eternumites assemble. We have to know this. I think it was 25 million users. It happened last month during the One Punch event. You sure? I think it was more. Weren't like 40 or 50 million people logged in at one point during the lockdown? Nah, I don't think so. We're gonna go with 25 million. 25 million, final answer. I'm sorry, Aisha, that's incorrect. The correct number is actually 50 million users. Fuck you, Cassie, you distracted me. You're fucking out. Okay, Jerry, your team is the last one up. Let's put this thing to bed and win it all. What is the study of kidneys called? Nephrology. Correct. How many permanent teeth do dogs have? 30? Wrong. I knew that one. You need to consult with us before I knew that one. You need to consult with us before answering. Shut up, Kimberly. I'm gonna win this shit myself. Come on, what's the last question? In Aeternum, where was the third gem of doom found? Fuck, it was in the Temple of Amun-Ra? Jerry, I'm afraid that's incorrect. What a pity. Impossible. Well, regardless, the contest is now finished. Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winning team. Oh shit, already? How many points did we have? Did we win? The winner is Grimm's team. What? Oh fuck, we won. Oh hell yeah. Man, let's get out of here. What a scam. Congratulations, Grimm. Thank you so much, sir. I'm really happy it's your team that won, and not just because my sweet daughter is on your team. I just wasn't a fan of that Jerry guy. Yeah, me either, to be honest. Yeah, alright, here's your prize. Wow. The E3X is inside this package. It's all in open, so everything you need to get started would be in there as well. Try not to play too much. I'll try. Damn, Chang, I wish more than one person could use a neural implant. I'd share with you in a heartbeat. I swear I'll pay for yours when I get the money. It's okay, man. I know you've been looking forward to it for years. You don't owe me anything. It's all yours. Thank you so much, bro. You're the best. Well, I need to start closing the cafe. Don't forget your prize. I won't. Goodbye, Grim, and congrats. I'll see you at school. Luna. Thank you so much. This truly is a dream come true. I couldn't have won without you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's nothing. Do you mind if I post a pic of this cafe on my Instagram account? I took a really nice one at the entrance right next to the lamppost. The extra publicity could help bring in a few clients. Of course, we'd be honored. From what I saw, it looks like you're pretty Instagram famous. Well, I wouldn't go that far. But thank you! Alright, let's go home, Grim. The others must be wondering where we are. Yeah, let's go. Goodbye, Mr. Hernandez. Take care, Grim. Well, the first contest at Loco's Cafe was definitely a hit. I had a lot of fun. That Grim seems like a nice guy, doesn't he? Is he a friend of yours? No. I mean, I don't know. I just met him today. He's new at school. At least he doesn't call me a weirdo like everyone else. Anyway, I'm gonna finish cleaning up in the kitchen. A few hours later. Everything was delicious, Nancy. Your food is just as amazing as I remember. Thank you, honey. But I didn't do anything special. I don't know. It felt pretty special to me. I never had a nice home-cooked meal when I was living with my dad. I guess that makes sense. Let me help you clean up the dishes. There's no need. Don't worry. You can go play a tournament now if you want. I bet you can't wait. Nah, I can't. It takes about 10 to 15 hours to download all the game files. Yeah, I'll bet. Although, to be honest, it's probably for the best. I'm pretty tired today. I'll settle for a good night's rest tonight, then tomorrow after school, it'll be ready to play. Oh, that sounds like a solid plan. You must be excited to play with him, Annie. This is the best day of my life. Excited doesn't even begin to describe how I feel right now. This is the best news I've gotten since I was able to start playing myself. I can't wait to have someone else to play with. Tomorrow you'll finally be connected to Aeternum, Grim, after waiting for so many years. Aren't you excited? To be honest, yeah, I'm pretty damn excited. I'm counting down the hours until tomorrow. Now there'll be three of us playing Aeternum, Grim, Dahlia, and me. We're only missing Nancy and Penelope, then our group would be complete. I wouldn't count on it, Annie. Sorry. I've never played video games before, and I just have too much on my plate to start anytime soon. While hanging out at a cafe and participating in a trivia contest doesn't sound like your typical realm either, and yet you were there, Penny. Well, that's different. Grim convinced me to join and help him. But I'll admit that I did have a lot of fun. The Between dealing with college coursework and modeling, I've been pretty stressed. It was a nice breath of fresh air. Thank you for pushing me out of my comfort zone, Grim. No problem, Penelope. Thank you for helping me. Maybe we can do it again sometime. Maybe next time I'll bring you to one of my places. Sounds like a plan to me. Alright guys, I think Grim was on the right track earlier. Everyone should start getting ready for bed. You all went to sleep pretty late yesterday, and it's still a school night. But I can't sleep, I need to prepare all the things I want to show Grim tomorrow. I'll start off by showing the server of milk of Mikar. No, Ion. And then I can introduce you to Kitty. Oh man, maybe we can complete your first dungeon. And what about you, miss? You've been quiet all throughout dinner. Someone must be excited to play a tournament with Grim, too. It looks like she's still upset about what happened before. Dahlia? Hello? What? Grim finally won an implant to play a tournament. Wow, seems like Grim did a lot of things today. Well, what else did he do? I don't know, Grim. Are you proud of anything else that you've done today? Would you like to share it with the table? No, nothing comes to mind. Of course. Can't wait to play with you tomorrow, Grim. I'll bring you to my favorite server. The way she said it, it almost sounded a little threatening. Can't wait. Anyway, I'm off to bed. I'm pretty tired. Night, guys. Good night, Dahlia. Good night, darling. Well, she looked a bit upset, even more so than usual. I wonder what happened. Don't worry about it. I remember when I was a teenager, my emotions were all over the place, too. Whatever it is, I'm sure she'll be over it by tomorrow. Yeah, sure. But she had a good idea. We should all go to sleep now, or at least head to our rooms. Sure. Yeah, you're right. It's pretty late. But before we call it a day, we have to decide who's on dish duty tonight. The Council of Sponge and Soap has made its selection. Today, they have chosen Penelope. What? Again? What do you mean, again? Dahlia washed them on Sunday. I did it the day before yesterday, and Annie offered to do it last night. Oh, really? Wow, time sure flies by. I can do it again if you want. It's not a big deal. Nah, don't worry, Annie. It's my turn today, but thank you. Holy shit, Penelope sure has a killer body. She has huge boobs, but her ass isn't slacking either. And is it just me, or has Annie gotten more curvy lately? I mean, she's still petite like always, but now I'm noticing her nice, peachy butt. She looks more fit, too. I wonder if she's been working out. And don't get me started about Nancy. Holy shit. Look at those tits. I think they're even bigger than Penelope's, and that's quite a feat. Oh no, boner incoming. What the fuck is wrong with me? I better get going before I start lifting this table without hands. I'm off to bed, girls. Good night. Good night, Grim. Sleep tight, honey. Night, night. Man, I've been way too horny lately. I have to find a girlfriend ASAP. Otherwise, I'm gonna go crazy. But I'm not going to find one in this house. I need to start thinking with the head above my shoulders and not the one between my legs. Maybe I could date someone from school. There aren't many hot chicks in Class A, though. There's only Dahlia, then that uptight bitch who's friends with Axel, and... can't think of anyone else. I'm fucked. If I don't get a release anytime soon, then I'll just implode. Maybe I should focus on my studies and forget about girls until I'm finished with this semester. And hey, on the bright side, by this time tomorrow, I'll be playing Eternum. Yeah, that's right. I don't have time for girls right now. Sounds like a plan. God, I'm so sleepy. Okay. Grim! Ah! You have to stop doing that. Sorry. What's the matter? I just wanted to let you know that I'm really happy with how well you cleaned the bathroom earlier. The tub is so shiny. I haven't seen it that clean since we first bought the place. Oh, thanks. I put a little extra elbow grease into it. After all, you're graciously letting me and Annie stay here, and you're sharing your food with us, too. I know it doesn't come close to making up for it, but I'll try to help you out as much as I can. Thank you, Grim. I'm proud to see the good boy you've become. It's nothing, really. I didn't know what to expect when meeting you again, but I can see you're still as sweet as a piece of candy. Oh, God, this is not helping. Thank you, Nancy. Okay, then I won't bother you anymore. Good night, honey. Mom, where did you put my toothpaste? Did you throw it away? Mom, where's my top? The pink one. You're not donating my stuff, are you? I can't find it. Oh boy, the drama never ends around here. First, neither of my daughters gets kissed by fire and inherits my lovely red hair, and now they can't seem to keep tabs on any of their belongings. When will God stop ravaging this family with misfortune? Okay, sorry for the interruption, Grim. Good night! Good night! Penelope, the top is in the washing machine. You said it smelled strange yesterday. Ah, that's true, I forgot. And Dahlia, come on, the toothpaste is right here in the drawer like always. How the hell did you not see that? What? That wasn't there before, I swear! Okay, back to sleep. Damn it, now I'm not sleepy anymore. I'll watch a couple of videos on my phone until I fall asleep. Or maybe I could create an Instagram account to check out Penelope's profile. What happened with her at the cafe got me kinda curious. I've never liked using social media, but well, having one account won't hurt. Okay, let's do it. Username Grim already exists. Bah, I'll just try to choose a temporary name. I can always change it later. And now let's find Penelope. There she is! Trollway 2736. Photo shoot with my dear friend Felipe and Paul. Long live the groom and the groom and the groom. Okay. Wow, that's a really nice picture of her. I must say, she has a very professional looking account. 11,654 likes and 102 comments. That's definitely a lot. No wonder she's recognized at the cafe. Hey, that looks like the front lawn. Cool photo in another super sexy outfit. Are my eyes playing tricks on me, or is that some subtle nipple action I see? Maybe just a little. Naughty girl. Holy mother of God. Look at that body. Wow. Insane. Should I like this photo? I don't know, guys. I think we're just gonna leave it here for now. A good choice, and I have no idea what in the world will happen. I already know I'm gonna get the scorn of Dahlia when I get into a tournament because of what happened. So, the things you do in this game do come back. Karma's a bitch, and it's definitely a thing in this game. So at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and remember, we'll see you back here in May with more Eternum. Yes, May. April is Erogay month, so you'll be seeing a lot of 2D waifus, right? Because that's what we do in Erogay month. We have waifus. I don't know about Pespondos. I don't know if I'm going to try to bring back the yaoi stuff. I'm not into that, but I did get some suitable hits on those games, and I may very well try to continue them. I definitely won't be showing any sex scenes if we do, and I'll be skipping those because I'm just personally not into those. That's not my thing. I don't like men and other men. Sorry, it's not my thing. I don't care if you like it, that's fine, that's cool, but I just don't. It's like some people really fucking love mayonnaise. I really, really don't. And I can't stand sour cream of any kind. Anytime I order nachos or any kind of tacos, any kind of Mexican or Tex-Mex, anything where sour cream would be a part of it, I don't eat the sour cream. I'm just not into that. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time with more Eternum in May.